AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It hasn't worked. More than 50 years of trying to isolate Cuba hasn't worked, says the president, and so now the U.S. and Cuba will exchange ambassadors. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
It's a milestone in the president's move to reestablish normal ties with the communist island, and the way was finally cleared for it by Havana's willingness to give U.S. diplomats in Cuba at least some freedom of movement. U.S. officials insisted those diplomats be able to talk to Cuban citizens, even dissidents, as they are in other foreign capitals. Formal diplomatic ties were broken off in 1961 at the height of the Cold War. While critics accuse Obama of cozying up to the Castro dictatorship, he maintains direct engagement with Cuba will accomplish more than a half century of shunning it has. Mark Smith at the White House.
A fire that destroyed a black church in South Carolina was not deliberately set, according to a law enforcement source. We don't know yet what caused the fire, though one official told us he'd had a report of lightning from storms in the area at the time. The two killers who escaped from Dannemora Prison in upstate New York made a practice run through an underground tunnel the night before they broke out. This from the DA. He says the surviving escapee, David Sweat, scoped out an escape route ahead of time.
He had been out in the catwalk area and down in the tunnel system for a couple weeks.
But on the practice run, the inmates popped up out of a manhole that was too close to some nearby homes, so they returned to the prison to break out the next day from a more isolated manhole. The Eurozone's finance ministers are meeting today to talk about Greece, which is now making new concessions to its creditors, though the creditors are not accepting the offer. International stocks are up today. This is AP Radio News. Oklahoma's highest court says a Ten Commandments monument on the grounds of the state capitol is a religious symbol and has to be removed. Our Sean Murphy is in Oklahoma City.
Although the actual monument itself was built using private funds, the court found that placing it on public property was a violation of the Oklahoma Constitution.
But some Republicans are now calling for the impeachment of the seven justices who said the monument must be removed. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his 2016 campaign for president yesterday with a promise to tell voters the truth, even if it makes them cringe. The Republican governor, a one-time GOP favorite who faded and is now trying to come back, lashed out at what he called bickering leaders from both political parties. The average price of a Manhattan apartment now over $1.8 million, a new high, say experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.